Welcome to the Heart of Dating podcast. Hey, it's Kate. I'm so glad you could join us this week as we try to untangle the ever so ambiguous world of dating as a Christian. Over here on Heart of Dating, we get real as we answer some tough questions and uncover transformative ways to approach Christian dating. Oh, and you better believe we have some laughs along the way, because last time I checked, the struggle is hashtag real. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. Why, hello, friends. Welcome to the Heart of Dating podcast today. I'm your host, Kate Warman. And guess what, y'all? On today's Heart of Dating Select episode, we are talking about online dating with my epic friend, Kat Harris. As you know, we are in the middle of the coronavirus, which has affected us all in a variety of difficult ways. On top of that, on a personal note, you guys might know that I'm writing a book right now. So I've been appreciating this time in some way to really help me stay focused and continue to write and edit my very first book. Now here's the deal. I've been brainstorming the best ways to serve you in this season, and I realized something. We have some amazing content that I think will really encourage you in this season. And because there are so many of you that are new here, maybe you just discovered us, or maybe you joined a few months ago but haven't had a chance to listen to some of our past episodes, well, I wanted to give you a chance to hear a past episode that is really timely right now. At the same time, maybe you've been around Heart of Dating for a long time, but maybe you've also forgotten about some of the content you've heard in the past. So what I decided to do is actually go back through the Heart of Dating archives and bring back some episodes that are really going to serve you in this season. So today we're talking about online dating. And honestly, I really couldn't say it better than the conversation that me and Kat had earlier last year on the podcast. So with that today, I want to encourage you to get online, to not give up in your dating season. You guys got this. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Kat Harris. Kat, I'm so happy you're
What's
on
up, girl?
This is the second time, girl. This is amazing.
Oh my gosh. It's so fun, and it's so interesting because I feel like that whenever you and I are talking just on the phone in our own like everyday lives, we're both like, wait, you experienced that? Oh my gosh, me too. Oh my gosh, me too.
And our lives are weirdly parallel in so many ways. It's really crazy, right?
So crazy.
So crazy that we're seeing Celine Dion the same weekend. So there's that.
I can't believe that. I'm going to see Celine Dion for my mom's 60th birthday, and we've been planning it for a few months now. And then I was like blasting it all over Instagram. And then you DM'd me and you told me you're going to be going the day before me.
I was like, wait, are you serious? I was like, I'm literally going that weekend too. This is so strange.
Crazy.
The same thing, like, this is so funny. Who cares? People are like, okay, you guys are strange. But this is why we're soul sisters. I seriously believe that, guys.
Soul sisters.
Our lives are parallel.
You sent me the Spotify playlist of her set list, and I have been listening to it like crazy.
Non-stop.
My roommates are like, please stop. please don't.
I cleaned my apartment this weekend just fully with Celine on blast, and it was the greatest thing ever. So my poor neighbors were just like, probably, what is this woman doing? I just had my like cleaning glove on, cleaning the toilet, like singing Celine.
Yes. Or maybe they were grateful because you introduced them to the amazingness that is Celine Dion, in case Seriously. They ever forgot.
I know. That's true. They need to be reminded. Everyone needs a reminder once in a while.
We all need to be reminded.
Well, girl, I am so pumped to talk about what we're talking about today, because I know you get these questions all the time. I get these questions all the time about online dating 101. Like, what do we do? People are so frustrated, ready to give up. But, you know, it's just the way of our world today. Like 2019, online dating is a huge thing. And I know we both are active in it. And so I was like, what better than to just have a fun, open dialogue with one of my best girls on online dating, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I get asked about online dating almost more than anything else. And it's so fascinating to me. I think maybe it's because I live in New York and literally everybody online dates. So there is no stigma here. There's no weirdness or awkwardness about online dating because everyone does it. Yeah. But I do remember living in Dallas years ago, and there being like this embarrassment or stigma about online dating. And I still get those questions from women outside of New York and in different parts of the US where it's still kind of like this dirty little secret. Like, am I allowed to online date? Is that biblical? Like, what does God think about online dating? And how do I even do it? And so I definitely have a lot to say. As I know you do too.
I know. We literally talk about our stories behind the scenes. So now we're just bringing all of it to light. Let me start by asking you something you even just said, but like, it is online dating unbiblical?
That is a really good question. And I go back to the verse in the New Testament that says, everything is permissible, not everything is beneficial. And I think this is going to be individual from person to person, if this is going to be a win for you. And I think technology in and of itself is not evil. It is the heart behind why we are interacting with said thing. I.e., is Instagram evil? No, it's not evil. It's not bad. It's not wrong. It's if I am on it 12 hours a day, that's reflective of a heart issue. So is online dating good, bad, evil, whatever you want to say? I say no. Thank God for the technological advances in our society. It's how I show up and interact with that and the heart behind my why. And I think the invitation of Jesus is always one of the heart. He is always interested in our heart behind why we're doing the things that we are doing. And he's always interested in relationship with us. So I believe interacting with online dating, coming when we are coming from a space of freedom, wholeness, connected to our worth, identity in Christ, then we have all the freedom in the world to interact on the online dating space.
I couldn't agree with you more. Seriously. And it's like, I love that you say that, like check in with yourself and your intentions and come at it with a place of wholeness. Like then, yeah, it's, it could be a really amazing thing. I love that. So why in essence are you like about online dating then?
Yeah. So I think online dating can be really positive for a lot of different reasons. One, it's the culture and world that we live in today. So the question I ask myself is, what is it to be in this world, but not of it, right? So what does it mean to participate with online dating in a way that is positive, especially in a space where, or not space, a culture in which everyone's doing it, right? So just because I like hear my mom in the back of my head, well, just because that person jumped off the bridge, are you going to jump off the bridge? No, that's not necessarily what I'm saying. I think it is important to take a look at the trends of our culture and society and say, all right, is there a place for me to interact here? And I do think that there is. And I think something really positive about online dating is the practice that I get. For me, online dating is all about practicing putting myself out there, going on dates, interacting with men, practicing healthy boundaries, saying yes and when to say no, even practicing flirting. Like online dating is a very low pressure and low stakes way to interact with dating. And I think what can be really cool about that is I always say dating is stepping off a curb, not a cliff.
I love that you say that. Yeah.
I'm all about like de-escalating the pressure. And with online dating, you're really, and this is dating in general, but I'm just getting to know another human being. And Genesis 1 says God created man and woman in his image and his likeness. So that means that there is no such thing as a boring human being. So I can go on a date with no pressure of being like, oh my gosh, is this my husband? But no, let me just get to know this other human being and practice talking with guys, practice those boundaries, because I don't know about you, but so much of my life, I am so good at hanging out with women. It is like my wheelhouse. I want to watch The Bachelor. I want to have spa day. I want to have girls' nights. So I don't really need help hanging out with more women. What would be supportive to me is practicing being around men, practicing talking to men, practicing flirting. So I think online dating can be a great space to work those things out.
I love that. And I also love like the flirting thing, because it's like, we just have to say that flirting is not bad. It's not right. a non-Christian thing to do. And I think we need to be, don't lead people on, of course. Like, we're not saying like do that, but I think we become so awkward and so stiff as Christians. And it's like, we can have fun and we can flirt and we can touch right. a guy's arm for 3 seconds and we can say something cute and flirtatious, and it's fine. It's totally fine.
It's fine. You have the permission to flirt. It is okay.
Thank you and amen. Okay. And amen. Oh, now something with dating apps, obviously, is like, you ever feel slightly convicted in your spirit just with it being so visually driven a lot of the times?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. I do not feel guilty about that at all. I think there's no shame in wanting to be attracted to the person that you are going out with and eventually marry. Mm. It's actually biblical to be physically and sexually attracted to the person that you're with.
Yeah.
I mean, all you got to do is read the Song of Solomon.
Yes.
God is all about us being sexually attracted and turned on by our spouse. So I think what I will say about how visually driven online dating can be is to be open to the unexpected. Mm. For example, girls, we know our angles, right? Like, I'm like, okay, this is my side. Okay, like this dimple. Okay, I'm putting my hand on my hip. So we can be really good at taking good pictures for the most part, or have friends direct us. Poor guys just don't typically have the best photos of themselves.
They really
or
don't.
If they have like all professional model photos, I'm like, okay, like too much.
So I'm the same.
Definitely that like fine balance. But I would say, like, first of all, does he love Jesus? Does he have a job? I love that Bianca Olthoff says that. Then I'm going to be open to going on a date with him, unless he has like 4 arms or something, like, because I think for me, you got to get in person to see if there's attraction, because you can be, have that instant intrigue online of, ooh, that guy seems cute. But I've gone on dates with guys that I think are super hot, and then by the end of the date, or by the end of a few dates, I am totally not attracted to them once I get to know who they are in their heart.
Yeah.
And the vice versa is totally true. You see a guy online and you're like, oh, I don't really think he's like totally my type. I go and spend time with him, get to know his heart, see him in person. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, actually, I'm way more attracted to you. So I don't think there is any guilt or shame about it being visually driven. I think that's good and helpful. But I also say, be open and just get in person and see if there is any chemistry, because like, we're 3D multifaceted beings, and there's only so much you can see from a picture. So,
so true. And to your point, like, poor guys, but they really don't have the best photos most of the time. Like, they don't really look the same in their photos in real life. So you really don't know. Like, I see so many guys that I know even in person, then I see their photos on their profile. I'm like, wait, you look so much more attractive in real life. Like,
totally.
Oh man, that's, you know, but the same thing, if they have all, I mean, in LA, it's the guys with the actor profiles, and they have all their actor pics, and I'm like, oh my goodness,
like, one too many bathroom selfies, one too many photos,
too many headshots, too many stage headshots. Anyway, sorry to all those people in LA, I love y'all, but it still is like maybe one, but come on, guys. Anyway, all that being said, I love that. So talking about the profiles and kind of what to share. So a big part of it is like, we're Christian, right? And we love Jesus, but how do you like share about loving Jesus without coming off as a total Christian weirdo, which I've seen some of those profiles too. And I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, looking for the Proverbs 31 woman. I'm like, and then goes on and on. And I'm like, okay.
See, I would definitely swipe right on that guy. I would be like, yes, he's serious about their faith. So for me, I just try to be really clear, because ain't nobody got time to play games. Yes. And so on all the apps that I use, there's a preference for religion. Yeah. And so I always put Christian, and then through a lot of the different online dating profiles, you can put up quotes or curate questions and answers. And so I will always make one of my first comments something like, my faith is super important to me and I'm looking for someone that shares my same faith.
Yeah.
Or on, I use multiple apps and one of them, it literally says, I love Jesus and I hope you do too. Like, you know, I'm not trying to be weird about it, but I also want to be really clear because I'm really clear about what I want. I am looking for a serious relationship. I want to be with a man that loves Jesus. And so I am going to put that out there.
Good.
So just own it. Like, own, hey, I'm a Christian. My faith is important to me. And I'm looking for someone that shares that.
Yeah, that's amazing. Clear to the point. We're not trying to be this cool Christian that's like just skating on the surface like, oh yeah, I'm Christian. But I, you know, I'm like so many other things. It's like, no, be clear. That's your core value.
Yeah. And I think sometimes two ways to like discern that is you'll see, oh, like this guy says his favorite author is C.S. Lewis. Like, there's like definitely the little ways where you can be like, oh, what are your favorite weekend plans?
Yes.
Oh, well, brunch and church. Like, there's, you know, you can definitely be, you don't have to be like, well, I only want the guy that's reading his Bible 10 times a day. Like, you know.
No, 100%.
Hey, friend, popping in here for a quick break in the episode today. I got a question for you. Do you want some extra community and support during this time? Well, if you do, I want to encourage you to take your relationship with us to the next level and join what we're doing in our Heart of Dating community. You can join the party over on Instagram at Heart of Dating, where we post helpful and encouraging content almost every single day. And we also love hearing from you in our private DMs, and we interact with just about every single DM that we get. Now, another way you can connect with us is to go to Facebook by visiting facebook.com/heartofdating. You can like our Facebook page, check out what we're doing over there, and then you can even request to join our private Heart of Dating Facebook community. You can do that by going to the left-hand side of the Heart of Dating Facebook page, clicking groups, and selecting the private group and filling out a few questions to join. Now, there's one more thing that I want to share with you that's an incredibly helpful resource during this time. Right now, more than ever, we've been inundated with extreme changes, and it might be causing levels of confusion, grief, and even fear and anxiety within your life. I gotta speak for myself personally, and I know that I've been struggling with an abnormal amount of fear and anxiety in this season. So something that's really helped me at the moment has been being able to actually talk to someone who can truly help me sort through all the things I'm thinking and feeling. So for me, that looks like going to therapy. And specifically in this moment, I love going to Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a faith-based online therapy network that incorporates Christian principles, prayer, and spiritual practices. To find the therapist that's right for you and your needs, you just have to fill out a quick form and you'll get connected with the therapist in under 24 hours. You can log in to your Faithful Counseling account at any time. You can send a message to your counselor, and you can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions and do it all virtually from the comfort of your home. Another thing that I love about Faithful Counseling is that financial aid is available. And not only that, it's pretty affordable already. So guys, if you've been looking to try out therapy, and especially right now, if you just are finding yourself really confused and needing to process some things, then I encourage you to consider trying out Faithful Counseling. And for Heart of Dating listeners, you get 10% off your first month by going to getfaithful.com/heartofdating. That's getfaithful.com/heartofdating. All right, guys, back to the episode.
Okay, some other like dating things, like what kinds of photos, I think this is helpful, should people not post on their profile?
Because
I think that so many people don't know about this. And like, so what should you not post?
Well, it's a fine balance, right? Because you want to have photos where you look good, but not too good. So kind of how we were saying, you don't want to date the guy that has all professional photos from their model photo shoot. I, because of what I do, have a lot of professional photos of myself, mm-hmm. but on my online dating profile, I try to only have pictures that people have taken of me, like on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. So you want nice photos, but not too nice. So, you know, don't be putting your LinkedIn professional headshot on there or all professional photos. It has to be that fine balance of like, you want to look nice, but don't go overboard and like pay someone $1,000 to take your photos. I'll say another thing, no photos with an ex.
Oh my God.
I see that, you see that so often. And I'm just like, no, like, what are you thinking? No photos with an ex or with you and another guy friend, because that instantly looks like someone you're dating or someone you used to be dating, even if it's your brother. I mean, let's just not leave any room for assumption there. Mm-hmm. I say one of my personal pet peeves is when people blur out other people in the photo or like make that really awkward crop to where clearly there was someone else in the photo and you've awkwardly cropped them out. So I would say don't do those things. And I would limit group photos. Yeah. If you're gonna do a group photo, maybe just do one towards the end. We want him to see you, not all your hot friends. And sometimes it can be hard to figure out which one are they. Mm-hmm. And even as you just mentioned a few minutes ago, sometimes it can be hard to tell or discern what does this person actually look like. Don't make them guess. So I would say limit the group photos to either zero or only one and have it be after you've already had multiple solo shots. And then I would say lastly, as silly as this might sound, no pics of you holding babies. because I literally just tried to post a photo with my best friend's little baby. And my girlfriend's like, no. And I was like, but I love him so much. And he's like so cute. And look how cute he is. And they were like, okay, no. Because first of all, again, someone is only looking through your profile, what, less than a minute, maybe less than even 30 seconds. They're scrolling through. And unless you have a child and want to show, hey, I'm a mother, I have a baby, own that, show that. But if you don't, I would refrain from posting photos where you're holding babies just because it can be confusing.
I like it. Yeah, we don't want to be confusing. Be clear. I love that. Okay, we talked about so many things. Let me just boil it down to what are your top three online dating tips? Just if you could give people three top ones.
Yep. I say be strategic. And this is with every area of our lives. Specifically with online dating, what I mean is be intentional. So many of us download an online dating app and we never go on, or we scroll through a couple times a day and it feels frustrating, so we delete the app a week later. Why not be super intentional when you have it? So something that I suggest is set a timer for 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening, and literally set a timer, go through your profile, check your messages, do some swipe right, swipe lefts, and then get off. Don't be checking it 1,000 times a day. And then in the evening, do that again. That way you can be sure that you're actually being intentional about it, as opposed to, oh, I feel like I'm on online. I feel like I'm on my app all the time. Well, maybe you just went on once and got frustrated and left. Or on the flip side, maybe you're spending way too much time and you're wasting your time and energy. Just be strategic. So number one, be strategic. Number two, I say get in person ASAP. Ain't nobody got time for a pen pal. I'm not looking for a pen pal. I don't know about you. And this kind of goes along with what I said earlier. You really don't know if there's going to be something there until you meet in person. So as much as you can, talk, go back and forth a little bit, and then either hopefully he'll suggest, hey, do you want to grab a coffee? Or you suggest that. Hey,
I love it.
Would you like to grab a coffee? Or hey, do you want to meet up in person? Because really, I think it's when we get in person and spend real time and quality time with another person is when we get to figure out, all right, is this something that I am, is this someone that I am potentially interested in? And then I would say thirdly, be curious. When you match, say something about him that struck your eye. Like, did you really cliff jump? ? Whoa, you like surfing? How did you get into that? So let him know that you're not just swiping right on him. There is something about him that caught your attention. And don't be afraid to initiate that and send that message to him and let him know, hey, I see you. I see you over here. And I want to say something specific about something I noticed about you. Mm-hmm. Because everyone loves feeling like someone took note of them.
That's so true.
Be curious, reach out and say something specific besides, hey, how's it going?
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Hey, how are you? Oh my gosh. It's like, I'm already bored if that's how the conversation starts. Yes. I'm like,
what do you do for a living? I don't want to talk about my job. I want to talk about dating you.
Yeah, I want to talk about if I'm actually interested in you. Like,
yeah.
Also, I love what the second point of like get in person, because this is not our time to like have our emotional love tank filled. And neither is it for like if that's happening to you. And like sometimes I found that I can be a really great emotional communicator. So if I have emotional connection with a guy like online, it gives me this false hope that like when we are talking so much, and I'm saying this because I've been guilty of it, it like builds up the fact that there is like really, really a deep connection when I have never even met them yet. And then I meet them in person and I'm like, wait, we really don't have much chemistry at all.
Totally. It can be, I mean, I recently, this was an online dating situation, but got set up with a guy from a mutual friend, and we had all of this like banter back and forth for a week before our date. And then we got in person and it was totally flat. And it was such a good reminder to me. First of all, I don't want to be texting back and forth with someone that I like constantly that I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's get in person. Let's spend time together. And if your date is a week out, you don't need to be texting him all the time. Wait until you actually meet them.
Love that. Okay. Do you have like any like favorite, do you have like a favorite dating app that you actually use?
So I really like Coffee Meets Bagel.
I like that one.
Yeah. It's a good one. And a few reasons why I like it is you don't have unlimited matches per day. You get 6 matches a day, and you can filter, you can have deal breaker preferences. So why that's good for me is because I want to date and marry a Christian man. So I can make that a deal breaker. So then I'm only getting matched with other guys where that is on their profile as well. So I like that. I like a little bit more curated experience, less options, more of, okay, I at least know like there's this like base level of shared worldview.
I like that. It gives you some sort of filtering system. I like that versus just like a photo with like, I don't know. I haven't used like Tinder, but I can't imagine that Tinder is like that great. These days, I really don't know. You can tell me wrong. But it to me seems like there's not as much information on Tinder. And so I like that with Coffee Meets Bagel that you can filter by such a strategic detail. And you really can get down in there so that you're not just like being matched with people that you've potentially nothing in common with, because then it does feel like a waste of time.
Right. You're like, oh, what am I doing here?
Like, why? Not another non-Christian. 6 more non-Christians. Oh, yes. Lord, help me once again.
Yes.
Okay. Now I want to really talk, like, let's just talk some of the fun details. Like, do you have like a best and worst online dating story? I kind of want to hear both. So I'm sure you have them. You got lots of history. Sure.
So my best online dating story isn't one specific story. It's this is my favorite thing that happens in online dating is I loved getting matched with guys I already know. And it's because so often
that's always so funny. You're like, oh, hello.
Like, oh, hey. But why I love that is because let's say I've been going to church for a while and I know this guy and I'm like, oh, he's super cute. Maybe we're friends, maybe we've talked a few times, maybe I've known him for a long time, but that has just never come up in conversation, or it feels like friend zone. Getting matched online with him is such a fun way of like testing the waters to see, oh, I'm gonna swipe right and see if he likes me back. And then you can at least be open to the conversation with a guy that's already in your life. And then on top of that, you can even just reach out to him, or the next time you see him, be like, oh my gosh, I totally got matched with you online. And don't make it like this huge deal, but it kind of allows for an open door in a friend group to be like, oh, you're on here because you're looking for someone. I'm on here because I'm looking for someone. This is a safe space to kind of acknowledge that and be like, hey, we should totally hang out sometime with it. Low pressure and low stakes, as opposed to, like, I think especially in Christian circles, it can be like dating can be so awkward, which I think is really weird and annoying.
yep. Preach.
It literally happened to me today. I got connected to a guy that goes to my church. And so I was like, I've totally talked with this guy multiple times. I don't know if I am interested or not, but hey, this makes it a really easy, non-threatening way to get to know this person. So I love when that happens. I think it's super fun.
It is fun. I've definitely had that experience and I love it. I'm like, oh, and then sometimes it makes me be like, oh, wait, they're actively looking to date. Oh, and it makes me like reconsider them.
Totally. And then at the very least, I mean, if it doesn't work out, you can just kind of like have fun with it. Like, oh, hey, totally thinks we should go out. Or, oh my gosh, like, do you like my pictures? Or, oh my gosh, I love that outfit you're wearing. You know, I just think it can be like an easy doorway to enter into like the flirtation when you're kind of stuck in that friend zone.
Yes.
I love it. Okay. Worst online dating story. You already know this one, but it was my very first online dating experience I lived in Brooklyn. And I didn't know the first thing about setups or blind dates. And I went on this date and the guy was an hour late, which point I would have, now I know if a guy doesn't show up after 20 minutes, I'm sorry, I'm leaving. Yeah. Like, I didn't know. I was like, oh no, you're just supposed to wait indefinitely. So he finally shows up. He's late. I was so embarrassed because I was at this wine bar and I was the only person in the restaurant because it was happy hour. So it was still early. And I'm like, oh my gosh, these people totally know I'm being stood up. So then the guy actually shows up and he throughout the night tells me about a girl he hooked up with the weekend before at a wedding. And I was like, okay, like, what are we doing here?
Dude, no.
Not cool. So that was, you know, he was just a little bit of a, am I allowed to say tool on your
podcast? I mean, that's real, girl. Yeah. We're swearing up here. No, that's.
And then he was surprised at the end of the date when I didn't want to go out with him again.
Yes. That's my favorite part.
You did not respect my time at all. And then you're telling me about a girl you hooked up with. Gross.
You're like, why do you even ask me out? I just think that the word I have for that is obtuse. When people just are obtuse, they just have no idea. I'm like, you are oblivious and totally obtuse to the fact that, like, no, none of this is acceptable. No, like, of course cool. I'm not going out with you again.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, girl, this has been so fun. I feel like we covered so much online dating grounds. Love it all. You're amazing. In conclusion, people should try it. And yeah, don't do the bad things, but have an open mind. Take Kat's three top tips and do it, whether it's Coffee Meets Bagel or another app. Yeah, I definitely recommend for people to try it. So I love it. Okay, the very last question I ask everyone, girl, you already know this one because we've done this before, but what's your final nugget of dating advice?
Be open to the unexpected.
Yes.
Yes. Be open to the unexpected. That's all I have to say about that.
Boom. Especially with online dating. Gotta do it.
Yes.
Oh, girl, I love it. I'm going to see you in like 6 days. I cannot wait. 5 days, maybe. I don't know.
Yes, we still have to figure out what we're wearing.
I know. I think I'm wearing a sequin. I'm wearing sequins for sure.
Okay, good. Because I'm definitely going to dress up. I'm going to Celine.
You have to. I don't even care if I'm the only person, which we won't be.
You will not. My family is going to be dressed up, so. Yeah.
My girlfriend is like, I'm wearing a fringe skirt, sequin top. Yes. I'm like, yes, do all of it, all the extra. Yep. Can't wait. Well, love you, girl. Thank you so much for being on today. And let me just tell everyone where they can connect with you. I'm sure they kind of know because we connect together all the time, but where can they find you?
Sure. At The Refined Woman on Instagram, therefinedwoman.com online, and The Refined Collective Podcast.
Yeah, girl. Love it. You the best. I'll talk to you later. Gosh, y'all, that was so much fun. All right, I just want to encourage you to get out there and be active in dating. And yes, that includes online dating. We don't have to be afraid of it. So in review of today's episode, Kat's top three online dating tips are to A, be strategic, B, get in person ASAP, and C, be curious, okay? I love it. That's such great advice. Y'all can do it. I believe in you. Also, Kat specifically recommended the dating app Coffee Meets Bagel, which I love. And I also want to recommend a few more, including Hinge, The League, Bumble, and even the app Raya. So those are some other options for you guys to try out as well. All right, now don't forget, now that you finished this episode, head on over to the Refined Collective Podcast to hear me share about my top online dating tips. I was super real and I shared some even different things than Kat today, so I really think you're going to like it, y'all. I cannot be more thankful for your support of the Heart of Dating podcast. I am blown away by your rankings, reviews, messages, all of it. If you want to be a part of our inner circle and support what we are doing, we encourage you to pledge any dollar amount that you want on our Patreon page at patreon.com/heartofdating. Also, if you like this podcast, would you please consider giving us a review? It helps us immensely, and we cannot thank you more. Until next time, friends.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.